That, but then if I go home, I won't be able to do my show. I'll try to get this time slot again, basically, or maybe at 11 p.m. or 12 a.m., maybe something like that. But definitely just in the zone where I can play explicit music. So I can, I don't really limit my library or whatever in terms of songs I can play. But anyways, you're listening to One Too Many by Kay Trinata. Enjoy. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this semester. Make sure to tune in next semester. And yeah.
Give me the ball, I'll get you the inches. Bras my age, talking marriage and babies. And I'm like, been there, done it, boss. The young girls wanna love me long time. But then you gotta listen to them talk. Talking me, like she about to sing acapella on the steps of City Hall. Some set the bar, some raise the bar. I pass the bar, let me get you off. Hey. I had one too many. I had one too many.
Hello. I apparently I jest with you guys. At least for now. Because it is 6:03. And we still haven't seen anybody come in the studio yet. So until that happens, I'm gonna keep playing music. That is good because there are some albums I didn't get around to that were on my top 10. And again, someone could come in like literally any minute. I'll switch it over. Like, and I guess I'll let y'all know unless you hear like a sudden switch in music. And but yeah. For now, if we have another 56 minutes of music, I wouldn't mind that. Other than of course, like it's replacing sleep or whatever. But you know, I feel like I haven't fully done all of these songs justice yet. So I want to give them a play at least. So we'll start off. Oh no, I don't think I can play one of them anymore. I can check. But we can play this Swan's song off the record, 2014 record, To Be Kind. So yeah, we're still here. And you just heard the song A Little God in My Hands by Swans. And that is off their 2014 record, To Be Kind, which placed 5th. I'll have to double check the list. It's either 7th or 5th, depending on how I rearranged it. I think it's 7th, actually. Still, awesome experimental rock album. Really cool. Some of the songs off there are just... They're either, like, mind-numbingly repetitive to the point where the riffs just kind of, like seep their way into your body, or the bass lines are, like, so catchy that you just, like, you're, like, kind of destined by your own human nature to bob your head along to it. But really cool listening experience for sure, To Be Kind by Swans. So, yeah, like I said, I think I'm now, like, borderline subbing for this next time slot. They didn't reach out on the... We have, like, a little email chain that shows, like, if you can't make your show, people will say, okay, I can't make my show, and then people will take it, and, like, they'll substitute for the people who can't make it, and that way you don't get, like, an unexcused absence or whatever. But as of now, the person either hasn't woken up or doesn't want to come, and just gets sleep instead, but didn't email the email chain. Or they could be just stuck outside and they haven't called us. Maybe they have a dead phone or something, and they couldn't get, like, into the building as a result. So yeah, we've played a lot of really, really good music so far. Especially, like, some songs off my favorite albums of all time. And then we played a couple bops here and there, all from really good artists. That's part of what my job is here, is to provide y'all with good music, whether you've heard it or not. And, that's, like, the whole goal of this thing. And we've been jumping around. We played a little, pop music. We played some hip-hop, R&B, and we played a little K-pop, and I'm not saying that will be the only K-pop we're gonna play for this slot in the show. Right now I'm gonna play, like, a little EDM. One of them is by Daft Punk off their 2013 album Random Access Memories, that album landed in my honorable mentions for best albums of the decade. And then another one is by Deadmau5 of his album 4x4=12, which I personally enjoy and I think is better than some of the other albums that I included in the in the list. Excuse me. Got a little... Whoa.
Get there?
I'm working on it. Okay. I'm going to be a little raspy for a little bit. I don't know why. Do I have it back? Halfway. I'm halfway there. Excuse me. I have a little bit of a cough. That Deadmau5 album, I think is a really, really, really solid EDM, and a lot of the songs... Whoa. Damn. Maybe. I think, like, their impact on EDM is, like, so profound. And still, that's another thing, like, 20, 30 years from now, people are in the EDM scene are still gonna, like, look up to the album and say, there are songs off the album that I don't think people can, like, truly replicate in a way that, like, fully divine. For example, it's more like a club EDM song. I don't think there's gonna be any artist that can, like, quite replicate what's happening on the album, but... Anyways, yeah, let's get back into the music. Let's start it off with a little Daft Punk, and hopefully by the time I'm back, I'll have my voice back.
Doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing into the light. 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 If you lose your way tonight, that's how you know the magic's right. Doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right.
After this,
Yeah. All right. So, you just heard Animal Rights by Deadmau5 and Wolfgang Gartner. And before that was Doing It Right by Daft Punk featuring Panda Bear. Yeah, so, oh, shoot, I did not cue up the songs. So, yeah, we went through a little EDM kind of kick right there. And now we're going to switch into K-pop. We'll play Little Red Velvet, and then we'll play Day 6. Yeah. Why did you pick these songs? Just because they're good, or?
I think they are good songs for people that are new to K-pop to ease into what K-pop is. I think they have a lot of elements of Western music in the instrumentals as well as just the vibe, so.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. So yeah, again, myself being one who needs to be a little more exposed to K-pop, I'm very willing to do that. So yeah, we'll play a couple K-pop songs and then we'll be back with another PSA. Hello? Hello. All right, cool. So first off, we played Bad Boy by Red Velvet, and you just heard Time of Our Life by Day 6. Well, for those of y'all who are tuning in and expecting the regular 6 a.m. show, I'm Chef Jeff of the Chef Jeff Show. I have the 5 a.m. slot, and our 6 a.m. slot, I'm not 100% sure who that is. I think it used to alternate, but I don't know if it does still. Anyways, whoever the host is, they're not there, so we're like makeshift filling in, which is not a problem for me because I get my volunteer hours and I get to play more music with y'all. So, for those of you who weren't listening at 5 a.m., I just had a show where I played songs off of my favorite albums of the decade, and which included, the only order I'm doing is just what order the I chose the songs to play in, not necessarily what order the albums are in. So AM by Arctic Monkeys, Currents by Tame Impala, Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen, Have You in My Wilderness by Julia Holter, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, I'll say that one was my favorite album of the decade, Blonde by Frank Ocean, 22 A Million by Bon Iver, Mass Seduction by St. Vincent, To Be Kind by Swans, The Money Store by Death Grips. We didn't get to play that, but that was, I think, the only one from my top 10 that I didn't get to play. And then I played for my honorable mentions, too. Wet Hands by C418. One Too Many by K. Trinata. I was singing the songs. By Albums on Minecraft Volume Alpha by C418. 99.9% by K. Trinata. And Random Access Memories by Daft Punk. And I've been sprinkling a couple other songs here and there. You just heard 2 K-pop songs. I got my friend Sam here with me. Say hi.
Hi, guys. This is Sam.
For you guys who... that's only for the new people. I don't know how many new people there are, but Sam's still here. He's still thriving. He's shown me some good K-pop. I enjoyed that. It was very smooth. I know they don't... The other thing that I liked about it, too, is it didn't seem like a lot... Like, really overblown. I know, like, some... I know there's, like, a lot of industry stuff going on, like, with some K-pop artists that, like, the sound just, it's just, like, way too overproduced, and it sounds, like, not really human anymore. But I really liked what was going on with those two songs. I'm trying to find a PSA. I'm really indecisive. I think I'm going to do ladders. I usually do ladders. Just for good old sake. But Pedestrians, I think, was the first one I ever did. But I don't know why. The ladders one. It always gets me. But it's important. It's important. Because I feel like people, myself included, take ladders for granted. So if you have a ladder, listen up. There's something very dangerous in your home. Excuse me. I also have a cough, so that's why my voice is going to be cracking a lot. It also cracks in general, but perhaps more than usual. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a DIY project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So yeah, be careful on ladders. I can't really say... I can't play Death Grips just because... I can't play anything off The Money Store. I can't play anything off from the discography in general because it's explicit. But I am going to play a couple other albums that did really, like, rock my world. From this decade. Really enjoy these albums. Oh, wait. I thought of something really evil. I'm going to do it later. But right now I'm going to play a Thundercast song. And after that, I am going to play a song by Moses Sumney off of his upcoming album, Gray, which I think might be... I'm really excited. The song came out a couple weeks ago, I think. Maybe a little more than that. I don't know. I've been playing it for the past few weeks, and I've really been enjoying it. It's really cool. It's one of his boldest works yet. R&B artist Moses Sumney. But yeah, so I'll play that again. That isn't like this album. This decade album. But I'm hoping we segue into the next decade, and we'll be getting stuff like we had this decade, because I really liked this decade of music. So, yeah. So we'll play Thundercat, which is from this decade, and then something from the next decade.
Just matter. Jesus, the dominion over all that once obeys is the fear. Passing grades, the virility fades. You've got the wrong kind. You wanna fit right in and put the mask you wear. You've got the wrong eye. Too much is not enough. Too much is not enough. You've got the wrong. To make minions of the stars, made up of what you are. You for passing grace, the virility fades. You've got the wrong guy. You wanna fit right in and put the mask you live. You've got the wrong eye. Yes,
all right, all right. So you just heard the song Viral by Moses Sumney off his upcoming album Gray. Very excited for that. And then before that, you heard Them Changes by Thundercat. So, yeah, I thought about it because we only got 12 minutes left. Like, what have I not covered yet? The thing I wish I had time to cover. I wish I could have played, and I could still play a song, but I wanted to fit like more individual songs in to the slot, see if I can squeeze them in there. And I am subbing for those of you who are just joining. I'm sorry if you're expecting the host for the 6 a.m. I'm the 5 a.m. host, Chef Jeff. The 6 a.m. host just never showed up, so I'm like makeshift subbing right now. Anyways, if I thought about it. And I'm sorry if I guess wake people up the wrong way, but it hypes me up in a good way. And I didn't think I'd be playing this on the radio this year, but here I am. So I'll play a little metal, which I have played so far this year, but I'll start off with black metal, which I don't know how many artists, I mean, how many DJs are on WMFO are spinning black metal, but this song has just been really like it's basically been a segue into black metal for me, and I want to share it with you guys. It's really cool because it incorporates like ancient Eastern Orthodox Eastern European chants, and it mixes with black metal. The riffs are really sick, the drums are so hard. Here, I'll give it a listen again. As I can guarantee you, it's not going to be everyone's cup of tea, but I wanted to play anyways, so here we go. You're gonna listen to I'm gonna butcher this, Yektenia 4 Milost by Batushka. You just heard Firepower by Judas Priest off their latest album of the same name. And before that, you heard, again, I probably butchered the pronunciation, but Yektinia 4 off of Liturgia by Batushka. And yeah, so this whole show, thank you if you guys tuned in the whole 2 hours. General theme of it being from my favorite albums of the decade article that I published on The Daily a couple days ago. Playing a cut off of each one of those. So yeah, as we're kind of closing off, and we're going to transition to the next show, but I'm going to play one more for those of y'all who didn't see it, because my mom texted me saying, hey, you like showed this to your fans and you didn't play one of her songs after. But yeah, I got this little audio bit after my interview with her. Again, she's awesome. This is Lady Lamb I'm speaking of. And she killed this little call out here, so I'll play it over the microphone because I haven't set it up through the system yet. But yeah, and then I'll close it out with Little Floss. Here we go. So here's Lady Lamb. And thank you guys so much for listening. And like I said, not sure if this will be the last time this semester, but tune in next semester.